This is the Arcane Dice Podcast.
Deep below the city of Waterdeep lies the Ender Mountain, home of forgotten civilizations. Levels upon levels filled with monstrosities, madness, violence, and riches beyond belief. Home to Halaster Blackcloak, the Mad Mage. Those who enter are subjected to his whims and fancies, be they boon or bane. It's one gold for the ride down. How many are lucky enough to pay to come back up? The Arcane Dice Podcast presents Dungeon Crawl, Legacy of the Mad Mage.
Yeah, so that's what I'm getting Millie for Christmas. So I couldn't remember if I told you or not, but I would like, because I won't be able to FaceTime in, I would like you to take a video of it.
Yeah, we can do that.
Why won't you be able to FaceTime in?
No problem.
Because I'm going to be snowboarding on the mountain. I don't know what my reception is going to be like or timings and such. I mean, if
he's
I'm shredding the gnar,
fancy board.
I don't want to have to come off the mountain and scale back my shred.
Right?
Sure. All right.
Hundo P,
you
man.
Usually get better reception at the top of mountains rather than the bottom, just pointing that out. So.
Not always, though.
Sure.
Almost always.
I don't think so.
Shred.
It's okay. You.
Sure.
It's cool. It's not like you guys know anything about reception and the like.
Or mountains.
Nothing about mountains.
Jesus.
Oh, I heard a Chase coughing.
Yeah, she's back.
Is this
juicy?
Are you on three beer already, Chase?
No. I had two of these in the cabinet, and I kind of did some like rage cleaning when I got off of work, and I needed a beer with it.
Why are you rage cleaning?
Yeah, what's going on?
What did Jesse do?
Nothing. That's why I was rage cleaning.
Sorry.
No, that kitchen Jesse that I was talking about cleaning yesterday. Oh, yes. By the end of the day, it was a fucking mess, and I was told it would be taken care of.
It's okay. It's okay, baby. Don't worry about it. I got this.
You guys make me so happy. I'm not in a relationship. Pits doesn't count.
I mean.
But, like, roommates, I feel like I've had, have also been, like, messy. Mm-hmm. And this way, realistically, I get laid whenever I want. And that's kind of nice.
I thought you didn't do that, Chase.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, genitals are like the sun. You don't look directly at them. Doesn't mean it doesn't happen sometimes, though.
Right.
I disagree. You should look at all genitals. Directly at genitals.
Oh, they're like the
You should
sun.
Be checking them. If you're that close to genitals at that point, Chase, you should be doing a microscopic inspection to make sure there is nothing there that isn't supposed to be
but,
there.
But, I mean,
the next
if you
time
don't come
I have
in,
the
so,
opportunity
like,
to have my face close to someone's genitals, I'm just going to, like, face plant all the way in and be like, sorry, this is as per ration. Some very curious
exactly.
questions, but...
Mm-mm.
You're taking care of your health by ensuring...
No.
Also,
no.
Chase, I'm on the wagon with you as well. I have a double gin and tonic going.
I think that means you're off
no,
the
I'm,
wagon.
I'm on the drinking wagon. That's
my understanding of it, I believe, was...
There's too many
drinking
different wagons.
Wagon. Yep.
Do you like gin and tonic?
Too many different
because
wagons.
I brought back this, like, very small batch, like, award-winning, like, tiny bottle of gin.
Ooh, have you tried Empress Jim?
Yep.
Yes, I have.
Purple gin
is
delicious
and good.
I am.
It is.
Empress, I think, has hibiscus Empress. In it, so I can't have it.
It is.
But Hendrix is good.
Okay.
We've established this from like a long time ago.
That yeah. Empress is good.
But this
you
is
told
from
me you couldn't have Empress Gin, so I always ask you,
distillery.
Have you tried Empress Gin?
Oh.
I find myself funny.
So funny. I had the one that like turns green that doesn't have hibiscus in it. That was fine. It was citrusy, which I don't know if was my favorite.
Well, we're trying out like this citrus. Bottle of Gordon's raspberry gin, and it's quite nice.
Come have a gin and tonic with me over the holidays. Let me crack open my tiny little bottle of expensive gin.
Done. I'm going to walk over wearing my comfiest blanket that is also kind of closed, and I just won't leave. And my wife will call
I'm
you.
I'm sure
and
Jesse
be like,
wouldn't be mad.
Have you seen my husband? And you'll be like, yes, he's here. And you'll get a good, he can fucking stay there. And then that'll be it. Then I'll live there.
I haven't had a gin and tonic in a long time.
Dave, would you like to also come over for a gin and tonic over the holidays?
That's the problem with gin and tonic is they're very rarely just one gin and tonic.
Right.
What's nice about them is it's alcohol and it's hydrating. So like.
Well, technically everything is alcohol and hydrating if you really want to get in the science of it. But
I'm not like puffy. Like when you have like a beer night, you get puffy when you wake up. When you have a gin and tonic night, you like wake up and you're like, I am not bloated. This is nice.
No, usually fucking hungover though. I'll tell you that, which is never nice.
Yeah.
I really want to get hungover over wine.
Well, you're young yet.
Oh, Chase, it's coming.
Yeah.
I miss the days of crawling into the unit after having finished drinking at 6 a.m., crawling into the unit at 7, going for a run and being perfectly fine, as opposed to now waking up feeling like death. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I found out in October, I can't drink like I'm 30 anymore.
I don't even drink like I'm 30 yet.
Well,
you have so much to learn, Chase.
You don't know what it is to drink like you're 30 yet.
So much to learn.
Yeah. If I tried to drink like I was 20, I would be dead.
See, the problem I have is I don't drink a lot. I drink very, 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 very rarely. It's once a month, maybe that. Yeah, sporadic is probably the best word for it. Because it's probably like twice a year, maybe three times I'll kind of drink. But
when you do,
if I do drink,
it's usually a
my problem is but like if I drink regularly, my tolerance builds exponentially quick. So like this was back when Dave and I and Morley were on basic, like I would go nights at the bar where it was $300, and this is when beer was like $2.50, yeah. $3 a bottle, right? Like, and I would plot. Yeah. We would
yeah.
Oh yeah. So it was brutal, but. Brutal.
Actually, just being in
that
the
was
bar
the average. That
was brutal. Who are we kidding?
I only have expensive nights.
Only the one that burned
like,
down. It was only one.
When it's like,
and it wasn't really our fault.
Flames
it was the French
game
guys.
Or like Stampede when beers are like $12.
No, every night was like a $300 night.
Yeah,
and Coke.
Oh,
was
to have that
I
kind
mean,
of disposable
sorry,
income, hey.
We didn't.
Oh, we didn't.
Ooh, guys, at Christmas, I'm going to send you this thing that I bought Jesse, and he's really mad at me about it.
How does he know already? Did you
tell him?
There
he
comes
came
time.
To the store when I picked it up, but it was all packaged and everything like that. But it was the fancy knife store. So it was kind of clear what he got. And then he was like, how much did you spend in that store? Can I just ask that? And I was like, oh, like $520. And he was like,
Chase,
you,
Chase,
how much?
Chase.
Oh, Chase.
Do you remember what I do for a living?
Restaurant, kitchen, equipment, supply.
Yes.
He could have got it to
so
you for
why did
like
you
employee discount, cost,
yeah.
Red Seal,
like,
fucking
I can
top
get
shelf
you,
shit.
I can get you knives that Red Seal chefs would like drool over for cost.
I think okay, yeah. Well, I think that well I love how Matt says drool while Morley is busy imitating jerking off.
Gavin Wheels.
It's really pretty. It's like hand and artisan made. Chase, I don't leave me alone.
Is this a kitchen knife or is this a pocket knife or work knife? Okay.
Right. Some of his pocket knives are ludicrously expensive and I don't like it.
I hate to tell you this, but he's also foolish for buying expensive pocket knives. If you go to AliExpress or Alibaba, and you look, if you track the actual like locations where stuff comes from, and then you go look at like Spyderco, you know, companies like that, knives, most of the stuff is already coming out of China. You can actually track them to the same factory. They're coming out of the same place.
Seems like a lot of work.
You can get an Alibaba knife for AliExpress for like $25, and that same Spyderco knife will be $250.
Cute little kill a artisan man with one that branches. I carry around with, and that like little stiletto CKRT one is what I usually have when I have clothes that have pockets.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know.
I'm excited for Jesse's presents.
I haven't forgiven you yet, Chase. So I'm not gonna say.
You know what?
Well, I'll send you pictures of this thing, and you can tell me if you can get something like this.
Second thoughts about it.
An epiphany.
Sent it back. Uh-huh. Gotten a refund, and then go through.
In fact, I probably could have got you some, depending on what it is. I probably could have got it for you for free because I would order it as a sample. I would lie for you.
Whoa, we're not. Hold on.
You know what? It's too much. I can't talk to you yet. I still can't talk to you yet.
That's but it. I also got him underwear, if Matt. That counts. So
from the knife store?
Just,
I can't do anything about the underwear.
The knife store.
Matt, 20, you know, I'm not gay, but...
That's right.
Knives.
No, like, not that I'm offering my services, but if there's anything, like, kitchen...
You're missing the point here.
Kitchen
I'm offering my services.
Okay. Subi tub.
No, like,
a tub for Subi.
Absolutely dead serious. Let me know... If there's anything you guys want, and I can order stuff in as samples. What do you want? Like knives? Knives is like, I'd like a white plate. I'm a fucking throw something at you. What kind of a knife? What size? Like a chef's knife?
I need to know like high-end.
This
end,
is why
like,
I went
I'd
to the fancy knife place, because I went, this is what I need a knife for. And the guy was like, here are your options. This is like low, medium to high to higher. And I picked the pretty one.
Yep. Yep, that's what I do.
There you go. Just pick the pretty one.
House, I'm looking cars.
I'm looking for high-end there, Matt. High-end knife set that's, you know, a standard block kind of thing.
Blocks are a little bit harder because they're not standard for standard kitchens, depth. Like commercial. But give me 1 sec. I know Pitt sent me a picture.
It's hard to order a block of knives as a sample.
That reminds me. Oh, that reminds me.
Yeah. But
where are they is the question.
This is
yell at JJ.
Oh, it was also like 20% off when I bought it.
I think you can get it for less than that. Call it a hunch.
Yeah, so those ones I can get pretty. I just put it in the group chat. Those are the ones I can get pretty easy because Pitts reps. Those, so I can get him to order in a bunch and say they're for demos for chefs and stuff like that. So,
ooh, fancy. Now, when your knives are covered in rust,
all right.
Is that a good sign or a bad sign?
Hey,
it means that they're wet.
Do you guys have Chase? Do you have Vince on text?
Yes. We're actual friends in real life, too.
Yeah, I have Vince on text as well.
Why don't you brag about it?
By the way, he's not too far from you, Dave.
No, he's in Beverly.
Well, Morley. Yeah. Morley, can you text Kat and see if she's available to hop
like
on
right
with us
now?
Right now? Because I have
things.
Well, no, that's perfect.
Hey, shithead, get back to work. Get on this call.
Well, good news. We're going to brighten your day a little here, Vince.
Yeah.
So you may see in the chat right now, there should be a picture in the Lost Minds photos, right?
Oh,
the very last one.
In the chat of
in the Facebook Messenger, director.
Oh, cookies? Are those cookies? Those aren't cookies.
That's not cookies. I mean, you can try. I hope you've got
Chase
a good dental plan.
Chase wants to put things in her mouth. You can, too.
Yeah. I mean, wow. I do like cookies.
Sounds much dirtier when somebody else does
it. Is it a life counter or initiative counter?
It's dice, apparently.
This is a little hard to see here, but watch, Vince. See it?
Mm-hmm.
And there's
so
a marker.
You flick the tip.
And there's three on each side. There are three separate dice.
Oh, that's freaking cool.
All right.
You rub the base.
Yeah.
Vince.
Yeah.
You are much more excited and have much less questions.
No, okay. I looked at the pictures. Oh, big into the pictures on Facebook just now and like kind of clocked what it would be. And then seeing it in action gives
cookies.
Me the impression it spins way better than I immediately imagined it would.
So, yeah, okay. It's I'm not going to lie. Some of them are a little rough. Not perfect, but it's a neat thing. And I've got these got them for Christmas. And I'm sorry I didn't bring them out yesterday, but I totally forgot that I had them. So I have them now. Aww. So the game is first thing I need you to do is grab a D20, or you can roll in whatever. I don't know if any of those things fucking will roll, but I need you to roll a D20.
We'll
look really nerdy here for a second.
His briefcase full of dice. For those who are only
The briefcase that contains the makeup case that has my dice.
It's a dice case. It's not makeup anymore, mister. That's
yeah.
I mean, unless you want to make up a new character.
So many pretty dices. Anyway, so roll a D20.
Mm-hmm. Roll a D20 and tell me what the number is.
Yeah. See if I can roll it on a surface that I can lift up to the camera, because I can't move the camera.
We don't have to. We're trusting you.
We're trusting you.
Yeah, we trust you.
Nat 20.
Oh, shit!
I can't. I don't know if I can show you good.
No, that's fine.
Fuck yes!
All right.
Well, that's
so,
screw that guy.
Looking at the picture that you have now in Facebook Messenger. All right, so top row is from left to right, 1 through 3. Bottom row, 4 through 6. So, because you rolled highest, you get to pick first. However, anybody else who likes that one can do a rolly off with you. So you're going to roll a dice against somebody. If you win, you get to keep it. If they win, it transfers to them, and your name goes to the bottom of the list.
It goes on somebody else's other list.
It's kind of like the sit in a circle gift givey thing.
Yeah.
Where you can steal, or you can grab a new one.
That's right.
If you choose to steal, you fight someone to the death. And
that's right.
Okay.
I need like a pen or something here, because this is going to get complicated real quick.
All right. All right. Top center.
Top center. So that's number 2. So that's the kind of a gunmetal gray.
The lower gray one looks like it has like red dots on it.
They all.
And the upper. Are they all have red dots?
They got a blue dot and a red dot.
I like number 2.
All right. So he is picked. So now it's up to Dave. Dave, do you want to fight him for number 2?
No.
And a rollie's off, or do you want to pick a different number?
No, I was going with number 5.
All right. So number 5, which is the other very silverish corroded look.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
All right.
Excuse me.
So next up we have Chase. With an 11.
You actually rolled an 11?
She rolled an 11.
What?
She didn't roll an 11.
Higher than 10.
Well done.
It's double digits. Let's all just be impressed.
That is not normal.
I rolled it on camera, too. It was there for everyone to see. Could you read the dice? Probably not.
Will you roll like that later tonight? Sucks. Probably not.
I think last episode the highest was like a 17. Leave me alone.
Yeah, we were quite shocked.
Right, Jay, so 2 and 5 are off the list. So the 2 centers are out. They're right out. So
you can still take them, but you do a rolly off for it.
That's right. Yeah. So if you want to, you can rolly off. You can chase one of those two guys for theirs.
You can kneecap me, kind of like you did after work.
I'm out of here, bitches.
You know, it's really bad, because you could have just went, I'm working, and I could have, like, tracked when you got off a call, but that's fine. I'm gonna fight Dave, number 5.
Nice. Oh, shit.
Here we go.
Nice.
First fight.
This is how Chase's character dies in our adventure later tonight.
Right? Yeah. Oh.
We can't kill Chitauri because Dave even knows my next character is better.
That's still good.
What'd you roll, Chase?
I can't read it.
That's a 19.
Oh, wow.
Jesus.
What? Shit.
Roll, Dave.
I already rolled. I rolled
damn
a 6.
It. Well, fucking fought. Oh, yeah. I mean, you showed up to the fight, but you pretty much just took it on the chin.
Right?
In the pockets.
Oof.
Now, okay, I got a question. Because Dave now goes to the bottom of the list. Right. Can he go after Chase when it's his turn?
No. We cannot go back after the ones that we've already... If you've already fought for it, you cannot re-engage.
Claim it.
Love you, Dave. So what I'm hearing is being in last spot is really best.
Yes, that is correct.
It's me.
All right, so
it's me.
Now Chase has number 5.
Right.
And Vincent is holding number 2. So next on the list, since Dave has now moved to the bottom of the pack, I believe Matt had conceded a top spot to Kat, so Kat gets to go first. Kat.
Now, Matt, which one do you like? I'm going to pick that one, and then we can rollies for it.
Ooh, see, a gentleman doesn't tell secrets. And we've already established that I am a gentleman because I allowed you to go first, so no refuting that.
Oh,
look at that logic. Flawless victory.
But is it bad that I didn't know that each one's
in the bottom and you get your choice?
But not if it's been rolled for.
I mean, you may have been drinking, Chase.
I
picked
my number because I wanted to fight Dave.
All right, I'm going to go bottom right, 6.
Number 6. All right, so Kat has chosen number 6. All right, so now it's Matt's turn.
Go
for number 6, Matt.
I am going to go for number 3.
Ah, okay.
Going for the gold.
Matt. For 3.
That one.
All right, okay. So that leaves...
Leaves 1 and 6 now, hey? Or sorry, one and four.
1 and 4. 1 and 6, the one he just chose.
I just keep counting.
It's all right. All right. So after those two, now it's Morley.
C'est moi.
1 and 6. Or
you can fight you just did
but
it.
5.
No. I'm gonna take 4.
Oh, you're gonna fight? All right. Oh no, that's a free one, isn't it?
Four is still free.
Right?
4 is the darkest one. I also
the only one that
it's quite
Dave
handsome.
Can't have is the one he wanted.
But he can have any of yours.
He can try for any of ours.
That's right.
He try.
So if mine gets stolen, though, can Dave go for that one after somebody else has taken it? Because it's not the original person that stole it.
Whew. That's
It's getting into like 9. That's like a dream within a dream within a dream.
Right? No, yeah. I think we're going to say that once it's
nobody's
been,
paying
once somebody's fought for it,
chess.
it is off the table. It doesn't matter if somebody else.
You're gonna have to grab some dice there, Morley.
Oh,
here we go. All right,
have one.
Dave, roll
I've
your challenge.
I'm going to use this fucking pretty motherfucker.
Doesn't sound good.
I got a 13. That's not bad.
Well, that's not bad.
It's 12 really? More than what I got.
Brutal.
All right, so number 4.
Fucking 1. That's it, you're going into the dice jail. Or, no, you know what? You've already failed me. You can only do better from here, so.
Risky business, man.
All right. So.
So now I'm at the bottom?
That leaves, well, no, Vince.
No, Vince.
Is that below Dave?
No, Vince. Oh. Vince.
No, Vince. No, Vince is already gone. Vince is already gone. Sorry, my bad.
I was last.
Is it Morley? So Morley at
last.
The bottom, and now he can steal from anyone.
Ah, that's right. So it's Morley. My bad.
Shit.
All right.
You can either go
Except
for number 1, or he can steal anything but 4 or 5.
Which one did Catherine have again?
Steal mine. 6. You can try.
the bronze
I can,
one?
I can try for 6.
All right.
I'll try for 6.
Here we go.
Okay.
All right, Morley, you're the challenger.
Oh, this is much better. Some redemption. Okay. I got a 17.
Oh! 11.
Mm, sucks to suck. Six more. Oh! But you know what?
What?
Yes?
Because you're a guest, I will...
No.
That's not how this game works, Orly.
There's only one gentleman in this family.
and because I really wouldn't say no to another candy shipment, I will let you keep your six if I could get some more of those limited edition Kit Kats. That was fucking
cool. I can send those anyways. You keep your six. I will get another one. I don't want your
okay.
six.
That's fair.
Okay. All right.
Thank
What's
you.
Left? Whose can I steal is what
Who
I want to know.
Steal, yes.
Yeah.
Well, Vince has number two.
Four, five, and six are off the table.
Four, five, and six are off, so I can get one, two, or
three. It's only one, two, and three.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
You can take number three from a gentleman.
I mean, the gold is really shiny. All right,
I can't pretend to be a
browser. It did catch my eye.
Browser thing showing.
All right, well, Kat's got to roll first because she's the challenger.
What's Matt up to?
Or
a four.
14.
All right.
Yeah.
The gentleman always wins, I guess. All right.
Tip of the hat.
I just want to roll again.
So what have we got here?
I heard they make like a 30% higher roll on average.
Oh, yeah?
What's that? Gold?
Men?
Specifically.
All right, so Vince still has number two. Dave lost number five to Chase.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
There's what?
Kat had number six. Morley took number six.
Dave, do you remember when I was like inviting you over to drink my expensive alcohol? That's
fine. Does Dave going after fucking? You can't go.
No, I've already gone.
I
think he means
Chase.
In real life.
I got. I got Morley's.
His options are
right.
So
I may not be as masculine and as strong as you, but I can guarantee I can outrun you.
Yes, anybody can outrun me.
So I think
he gets winded fucking walking out of
his house. Also has number, advantage on
number one or number two.
Shank.
Isn't that right?
I'm just looking down the list here.
Just remember, I can always drive faster, angrier than you can run scared.
Vince says number two. Vince says two.
Which one? No, but
Vince
says five.
Vince picked two. No one has rolled him for it.
Yeah, because he's a cool dude, and
nobody has to
really likes
him.
Number two. Yeah.
One and two are up for grabs.
I really liked number five, and it disappeared.
Hmm. Well, number five looks awful similar to number two. Just
I've already rolled for number four.
Oh, that's right. So you go to the... All right, so you are taking number one then.
No, I got...
Yeah, because you already rolled against...
Yeah, he got number four.
Oh, he got number four. Okay, never mind.
He rolled it against Morley.
Who are we trying to find one for? I thought it was Kat.
I think Morley still needs one.
No, I took Kat's.
Yeah, Kat lost her duel, so she has to duel again or pick
one or two. One is freebie.
One or two.
Two, you roll against Vince.
You can roll against Vince, yeah.
Oh, I do like rolling, though. This is the thing.
I thought she was going to say I like Vince, but that was not in the conversation. Fuck that guy if I want it.
Oh, tax. Oh. Can't wait to get these characters out in the game. It's going to be...
In Vince's defense, he worked past 7 o'clock, which means he was stuck on something.
All right, that's fair. I will take one. One's awesome anyway.
All right, so Kat gets
them. They're all awesome. Awesome. And thank you so much.
Yeah, they're super cool.
I'm
really glad that I got the best one.
You say that until you get it, and they're a little.
That's how I'm gonna roll all my rolls. For your game.
I've been rolling my metal dice. As, it goes with
as long as you tip it up like this, so it is like that,
yeah.
It is very, very smooth. But the moment you tilt it and you spin it like
that,
she gets some grindage going.
All right.
Is that the case for all of them?
Well, you'll see You'll see when you get yours.
I mean, I imagine they'll wear in too. Like if you use them a bunch or
Raph, you know, if you can get
hook them up.
You can get mine to bro. I'm gonna see them on Saturday.
Yeah.
You're traveling again.
I'll do what I can.
Wow. Just a Red Deer lunch. Lunch or dinner?
Yeah. Red Deer for lunch.
Lunch.
You heading down to the? Oh no, we have our own Peter's Drive-In. Why you gotta go down there?
Because they meet halfway.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm in Calgary.
In Calgary.
Meeting one of them Calgaricans. I gotcha. Yeah. Oh wait, you're in Calgarica.
Yeah, like, that's where I live. As a person.
Yeah, we're not all here, my man.
Say that any more salty, Matt.
What's that? Sorry.
As a person.
Why are you so salty about being in Calgary?
Have you ever lived in Calgary? I'd be salty
way better
too.
Than Edmonton. Way better.
I mean,
way better.
I've found warmer. Significantly less crack and needles in Calgary than I have in Edmonton.
Yeah, it's like really hard to find good crack.
Is
I mean,
it's so hard to find good quality crack. Yeah, Comic-Con was.
And free needles
closer
or
to
like
Better Mountains?
Nowhere.
Yep.
I live here.
Also, Better Mountains. Well, I mean, you listed a couple of really good things and then you took it away.
I'll give you the OG Peter's Drive-In.
Yeah. Oh, that was Red Deer.
Which I've lived in Calgary for coming up on 17 years. Never been to Peter's Drive-In.
Are you allergic to dairy?
Nope.
How about flavor?
I'm allergic to distance because it's in the far, far north.
Wow.
Far north.
Well, on your way over to Red Deer.
It's far.
Get you a blizzard, or not a blizzard, a milkshake. That way you can be nice and farty for lunch.
Yeah. You know what? A road cone. That's what they call it, right?
Right.
Just don't light a lighter in your truck. On the
fucking Chase.
Just see the windows blow it on his truck.
You know, sometimes I try and sit looking like really cute, so maybe Dave will like pick those screenshots for our thumbnails, and he catches me every time looking feral.
Okay, so if you're talking about thumbnails for the YouTube video, I don't pick them.
Does it?
That's YouTube. Oh.
You can that's pick them.
YouTube
no,
being
you can pick
feral.
Them.
You can
that's
pick
the thing
them.
That you can pick.
Could.
You can even
could.
Upload your own.
Oh, I know, but I don't. I let I just let YouTube do its thing. Like that's what it's all about, right?
Chase, can you give us a feral?
Yeah, watch this be the one.
Yeah, what does feral look like? Right?
Yeah, I'm
you're panicking, right?
Now.
Wow. We're like...
I was trying really hard.
Yeah,
that was very hamster-like. Something.
So I...
That was a feral hamster.
Are hamsters not feral? Like
don't look at me. YouTube's doing you dirty, not me.
Sorry.
Always be aware of a feral hamster. Dangerous.
Will Ferrell.
What was it? The Tomb of the Necro-Hamster?
Minsk and Boo. Do none of you guys know
fucking
Baldur's Gate
fucking
history?
Funny.
Minsk and Boo. The miniature space hamster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, when I think about like really scary rodents, I just think Monty Python. Monty Python.
Hey guys, this is like four beer chase here.
This is
Monterey Python.
Monterey Jack's Python. All right.
Wasn't he a wrestler?
Right?
Jake,
that'd be some sweaty balls.
Penis. I mean, what?
Sweaty balls. All right,
guys,
well,
this is almost the entire.
It's almost the entire.
Thank Kat and Vince for joining us, but now we've got to kick you guys out.
Yeah, thanks for having us on and giving us stuff. Awesome. Merry
Thank
Christmas.
Thank you for the spinny thingy. What's B for spinning?
Yeah. You know, I'm just waiting for a couple people to finish character sheets
see
and we'll
me
be able to have you on more frequently.
I don't know if you noticed, but there was an upload into the Google Docs last night.
I did not see that. Now I'm excited.
I'm
not going to point fingers, Matt, Vince, that there's two people missing.
I'm not the solo holdout? Oh, I feel so much less pressure then.
No, but Vince has done one.
God damn it, Vince.
Oh, I've only done one, too. And then I had a backup that I started writing. And then I got a new book, and I got segued on my backup.
You still haven't read Riverwind the Plainsman, have you?
On my work desk for in-between calls, which I don't take anymore.
Can I ask who has done both of their characters first?
David.
That was a bit of a toss-up kind of thing between Dave and Kat.
Oh.
And because Dave and Kat finished first...
Both overachievers.
They have actually been given a reward for that as well. They have special items that have been given to their characters. Oh,
that's cool. Raph, I am so, just fashionably
really
late.
Like the sort of person who has their life together. So.
Yeah. So yeah, you're fashionably late to your own funeral there, Matt. That's what you are. Okay.
So whoever is the last person, do they get like an automatic like -5 to something?
Yeah. Instant dead. Make a new character.
We're starting with your second one.
Foxfall. People die.
Which one's your favorite? Though. Okay.
Phantom a horse sits Rose. On you and you smother in its asshole.
Ash is making a new character. Right? Oh, is that the new gear manual?
They had that.
It's got some
that
gear.
That was last year's release. But yeah.
Ash's Cauldron of Everything is a good book.
It's got some nice little things, like the magic items are like they're magic, but they're not super crazy. Like there's a neat little table in there. I believe
I bought there was a game store here in Calgary that was going out of like maybe 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and I think I bought, I want to say 13 or 14 books for like $130.
Oh god,
fuck you.
Yeah, like I've got tons. I'll take a picture and put it in the chat if anybody want something or wants to browse through something. There's a bunch of adventures. There's some manuals and stuff like that. Like, yeah, it was pretty sweet. I think I sold.
Guys, he's got all the tools. I think Matt should be the next DM.
I think I sold the player's handbook because I already had one.
Healing needs.
And I think I got like, I think I asked for like $35 or something like that. Like, I almost got half my money back or whatever it was.
He only needs a decade to prep.
Yeah,
he'll be ready in a decade.
What is that?
The Planescape book.
Yeah, Planescape.
Planescape books.
Oh yeah.
Alrighty. Anyways.
Yeah. Okay. We're gonna take
Cash, Vince, the pile.
Thanks for joining us again. see those faces a lot more. Hopefully in January once everybody gets their character sheets in.
Chase looks like she's trying to say something before I run away. What's up, Chase?
Look at my pumpkin.
Okay. Oh, it's no longer blurry. Wow. Good pumpkin.
That's for the Patreon.
Bye.
Come on now.
Bye, Raph.
Toodles.
Bye, Vince. It was fun. Thanks, Raph.
And really, the fans want to see...
All right.
Just put your microphone inside your headphones.
Oh, that was going to get dirty in a second. Dave, we had a bit of a problem with the Lady of the Lake. There was a bit ornery, and she's got a bit of an infestation problem.
I wouldn't say you had a bit of a problem. I mean, she may have had a bit of a problem.
Not all goblins are bad.
We never said that.
It was heavily inferred.
Yeah, it was
heavily
inferred.
She asked us to take care of the problem.
Eliminate every last one of the werebat colony by Willow, the druid of the wood. Willow's wood from Willow's tower.
Of the before mentioned Willow.
Right. She mentioned a few rules. Once again, do no harm. No logging, no fires, no hurting the forest in any way, shape, size, or form. No killing animals, things like that.
Yep.
You guys ran around and gave your standard nerve-wracking replies. And now we find ourselves once again out in the forest, outside of the outside of the tower.
Find the werebats.
Right.
Is what you're saying.
We are indeed outside the tower.
Bring it on.
I think we need to explore a little bit more south, unless... No, I'm assuming the werebats probably aren't in the tower.
No.
But where the green glowy crystal things are, we already checked all that. We didn't see any. So I'm assuming we're looking for some sort of lair.
Yeah, they almost said like it was to the south.
A cavern system.
Yeah, said the caves were to the south.
Yeah. Caves towards the south. So yeah, you guys want to head south, I'm guessing.
No, first Harump turns to the other three and says, "Is it just me, or is that woman batshit crazy?"
It's just you.
Chitauri, can you please bust out one of your instruments and go womp womp womp?
Just a drum for
the horn. Try and make my best tuba impression with like a French horn.
We did the whole
one. Sound like Matt.
I think that's the one where you like put your like you blow and you like put your fist in it. That's how.
Yep. Wow. Well, that what's that, Chase? Sorry. Derailed so fucking fast. That was awesome.
Two beer chase. Always a good time.
No. Like, have you not seen the people that will like blow and they like
just fist it, right? Yeah, while they're just blowing.
Is it just
stuff the fist?
One
right
fist in their chase.
The actions are not helping you, Chase.
Just do the mouth action.
Not helping you.
Do the. Yep, that helps.
Two right in there. Does it go in like that or like
innocent place?
Right.
I love it. God bless you. You keep us balanced.
So, what do you guys want to do?
South.
Yeah, going south.
All right, you guys head south. And you, again, you're like I said, this map isn't to scale. You break into more of this forest. And you're going through this, you break from the brush and into a glade. But there
Dave,
is no.
What if I wanted to break free?
Yeah. There is no serenity found here. At the glade center. Are piled rusty weapons, burnt torch stubs, greasy glass bottles, armor of all shades and material, and other paraphernalia left behind by adventurers.
Why would they leave their gear behind?
And as you can see,
anything still in fairly pristine shape, or is it all like rusty and shit?
Rusty
glowing
and shit.
Purple that we shouldn't touch.
It's all glowing. Well, that's all like rusty and shit. You can see it spread out throughout these woods as you get through here.
Seems legit.
Is there anything that like is particularly valuable though? Like if we take it, polish it up, we could sell it for like a decent margin, though. Like
roll me a perception check.
Oh yeah, I would also like to get in on that.
Oh, me too. I got my skull back.
Yeah.
You saw nothing. I didn't have multiple holiday hats on my dice tray to keep my cat out of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. Corey got a 16.
16.
Come on. We're doing perception?
Yeah.
It's a 14.
Classic chase. It's already begun.
It's like a 3.
Well, with my +2 to perception, it's a 9.
A 9. Nice. So Corey's got 16. Chase has 9. Harumph, are you rolling a perception?
I am indeed. I rolled a 14 and I have a +4, so 18.
18.
18.
Ranarat?
Yes, I am just having to scroll through my character sheet / open it. Ooh, 12 plus, did you say perception? Yeah. Jesus Christ. What is going on here?
Why are you wincing at a 12, Dave?
I'm 14 total.
14 total. So no, like these items, they're rusty. They've been exposed to the elements. They're crumbling and it looks like they've been there for a while. So they have no intrinsic value. There's nothing here you could really clean up or salvage. But you notice. Except Chase. Amongst the branches, you notice. Fashioned from twigs, feathers, tattered cloth and crude. They're just very crudely resembled dolls hanging from the branches, almost like little totems. You find dozens of them, and just all
the whole Blair Witch,
all throughout, and they're all just kind of peering at you with their sightless eyes.
I don't know. Oh
no,
like
she
that.
Said. She said no fire. I was going to throw a fire bolt, but she said no fire, so
yeah,
I'll hold off on that.
There are no fire.
You did say Chase doesn't notice. So although the puppet master orchestrating Chitauri doesn't notice, does Chitauri notice?
you roll the roll perception, so I mean it's not blatantly obvious to you.
No, I know.
Would you roll a 9?
Yeah.
Look, tree ornaments.
Do I notice now?
Well, once it's pointed out, well, yeah.
Do I know what those are? Maybe somebody talked about, like, running through some bushes with creepy-ass dolls.
No.
It was, like, one of those, like, rapid-fire raps, like Pirates of the Penzance.
Can I do, can I do a arcana check? Like, can I tell if any of these things are, like, magical, or are they just, like...
Roll me an arcana check.
I'm bored, so I like to stack fucking rocks and shit. Okay.
And hang dolls from trees.
Nope, that's the wrong part of my sheet. Arcana is a +4. That's a 13.
13. They're not magical in any way, shape, or size. Like I said, they're like crudely made from twigs and feathers, tattered cloth. But they do resemble like dolls, and they all seem to be different.
Are these just the skulls with things underneath them, like just random bones, or is there like the head has been detached and the rest of the body is below, like Predator's been here?
No, they're like little like 2-inch, 3-inch high, like crudely made dolls are what they are.
There's a bunch of armor and gear. Can Chitauri do a quick inventory to find out how many people would be this armor and gear amount, and how many dolls are there?
I mean, you could do the math. I mean, this a lot of this, you could see that this armor stuff is there's piles of it here. You could see others scattered throughout the forest. And there's dozens and dozens of all these all these dolls. I mean, maybe 40 to 50 of them.
And does that match up to the amount of like armor and like that amount of people shit?
I mean, there isn't 50 people's worth of stuff sitting in this clearing, but possibly throughout the forest, scattered, there may be.
While they're inspecting, Harumph is going to ritually cast Detect Magic just to fire that up and see if there's anything weird going on here.
All right.
While he does that, Chitauri's not going to touch fucking anything.
Harumph never met Hazen, so he's not really aware of...
All right, you cast...
Corey's going to walk over and, like, boop her on the nose and see if that unfreezes her.
Yeah, you cast Detect...
Did you just suddenly turn off for a second there? What happened here? I'm not even completely sure you're fucking breathing anymore. And I'll, like, hold my hand under her nose to see if there's, like, any wind.
Can Chitauri bite her hand?
Ow, you fucking bitch. All right. Fine. What the hell has got all up your ass, though? Your face is food.
Apparently two fists.
No, I said you put it in my face. It must be food.
Oof, again.
Dear Jesse.
Yeah.
I feel for you, my brother.
Yeah, you cast Detect Magic, Harumph, and you detect no magic in the immediate area.
I'm going to wander like under the trees, looking up at all of these and getting close enough to see if anything sparks anything.
All right. Yeah.
And does this can I do a history check or something just to see if there's anything that I've heard of, that because he's getting a real shrunken skull vibe off of these things.
Roll me a history check. Roll me a religion check.
Religion? Oh. That's not good. Rolled a 10. Religion is... Oh, that's not bad. Plus 5, so 15.
15. So they appear to be totems.
Okay.
Possibly memento memories.
No, memento mori is like remember death, or like live in death and something like that. Or like the fleeting of time. Memento mori is not the correct term.
Unless he was trying to say momentary.
No, memento.
And then had a stroke mid-sentence.
The artistic or symbolic trope as a reminder of the inevitability of death.
Ooh. Like, are these...
Okay, I'm
am
sorry,
I getting
so
more of
live
like a...
in death is not the correct way of describing that?
Well, it's inevitability of death. But they, yeah, they're more like totems. Remembering death. Remember you must die. Memento mori is the Latin phrase remembering. Remember you must die. The notion of remembering death. Yeah.
Are these more like... Are they kid crafts, or are they all like... dark, fucking sinister, like they had like teeth and shit like that.
No, they're crude stuff. Very crude.
Okay, just crude. Okay. Okay.
Made seems to be made with things at hand.
As in made by goblins?
It's hard to say.
Can the goblin see if it's goblin craft?
It feels like an advantage.
Recognize my people's work.
Hey Dave. Thumbnail.
Recognize your people.
Oh, there you go.
Roll a.
that's the thumbnail that Chase wants. Her forcing her cat up to a microphone.
She's purring. I'm trying to make it so you guys can hear it.
Yeah. Roll a. roll a history check. Right. All right.
Damn, that's another 12, and my history is 2, so 14.
14. They don't appear to be goblin made. The very fact that the height that they are in the trees would be a very good indicator.
We've already been told they're werebats, so they could have flown.
That's true. That is true.
Hey, Matt, did you get warm?
But they don't appear to be goblin made.
Yeah.
Showing off those gymnast muscles.
Yeah. Low center of gravity. That's what it is.
Designed for that pendulum swing. Right.
There you go.
Actually, side note, gymnast, hold it by the center. Gymnasts are known to grow like less tall, especially if you started as a kid, because the muscle development stunts bone growth.
No, it isn't. That's a myth.
That totally happened to me. That's exactly what happened.
No.
No? Yeah.
Incorrect, but no. You're just pre-selected that way.
Mm.
Kids who are smaller and are more compact typically go farther on those. So there's more of them, which perpetuates the myth. Females who are late bloomers who go through all of that typically stay in the sport a little bit longer and perform better at a younger age, whereas with guys it's shorter but stocky builds, easy to build muscle mass, that kind of stuff. Again, it's just athlete selection.
Gotcha. Like jockeys.
But I digress.
Right.
Like what? Like jockeys? Sure.
Sure. So what are you guys going to do? You are surrounded by, garbage. These dolls.
Yeah.
Did Chitauri's lining up of doll against kit kind of line up? Is there like 40 to 50 sets of equipment kind of strewn about the forest?
Well, it's hard to say.
Refused.
Like I said, in that clearing that you walked into, no, there's not 50 people's worth of kit. But again, you could see that this trash is spread out throughout the forest. As the same with these totems throughout.
Well, Hrump's just going to carry on walking south. Whenever he sees one, he kind of drifts underneath it and holds a hand out to it, frowning and seeing if there's anything there, but carrying on. Okay.
Carrying on.
However, he is doing a mental head count of all the dolls that he sees. All
right.
Are they all like natural elements?
For the most part. Like I said, they seem to be made with whatever's on hand. So, a lot of twigs, feathers, twine, torn pieces of cloth, things like that.
You know what? Okay. So, Corey's going to take a hot moment, gather up a couple of sticks. She's going to cut off a little piece of... of her still regrowing but slightly singed hair, and I'm gonna make a little doll. Okay. I was like, you know what, we didn't have an awful lot of money when the kids were growing up, and I'd make these little things because like they only take a hot minute to be able to create, but the kids really seem to like them. So you know what, it's just bringing back some really good memories. I mean, don't get me wrong, the fucking sheer number of them is scary as shit, but. I don't know. It's still kind of, still a little bit sweet, I would say. And she'll just make up a little one using a scrap of, like, her dress. And
that story is
I'll make
very
a little
wholesome.
One. Right?
These are very spooky, though.
They are, but I remember Corey almost got lost in the Matrix there for a second. Corey remembers making them for her kids, because, I mean... The fuck? There's no Barbies back then.
Yeah, you quickly fashion a crudely made doll. Definitely resembles the ones hanging in the trees. Maybe a little more scorched hair than the ones that are already there. But
and as I finish like tying it all off and everything, I'm like. And I'm going to call this one Cinder, and I'll put it up in the tree.
All right.
So you've just created the very first Corey doll. It's going to take over Faerun. Forget Barbie. You're going to create an empire.
All right.
I just want to think about the thought of, like, Corey one day is just going to get, like, it feels like somebody's pinching me because it's, like, actually become a voodoo doll.
I mean, yeah, it's true.
Right.
It is indeed. And we're heading south.
And you're heading south. Southy south.
I think you're going to have to open another map, it looks like.
Pretty quick.
Excuse me. Hey guys, gin is delicious.
Right?
What's it mixed with?
Tonic?
Like just tonic water. Yeah. Tonic soda? No.
Tonic water.
Tonic water.
Yeah. Tonic water tastes more like fucking soda than club soda tastes like tonic water. Club soda
is carbonated.
Oof, now we're getting into the Matrix.
There you go. Club soda is the name that should be given to tonic water. Right. That's it.
Oh, gin.
It's
and, like,
it's a whole Iceland Greenland nice. Thing. Gin and sparkling butter.
Water.
Isn't that basically the same as tonic water? You
no,
just said
God,
sparkling
no.
water.
Tonic water is totally different than sparkling water.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like Dave's Pepsi additive to his sparkling water. It's not Pepsi. Yeah.
Tonic water is actually...
It's cola.
Tonic water is a tonic. It's got, like, methyl little, whatever. The
It'll it'll fix what ails you.
Yeah.
It has calories.
It does have calories.
Carbonated water, sugar.
Done. That's it.
Citric acid, sodium benzoate, quinine.
Quinine. That's it. It's got quinine in it. It'll cure the yellow fever.
I'll take your word for it.
The yellow fever. Yeah.
That's why it. Why gin and tonics glow under black light. It's because of the quinine.
Ooh. So I must have spilled gin and tonic all over this room then. That must have been what happened. Oh no.
Oh no.
Gin and tonic. Oh.
Morley's office looks like a Jackson Pollock.
So what are you guys doing?
The cat knocked over a drink.
Yeah. There are some caverns to the west.
Okay.
Western
caverns.
Those look like toes on a giant.
They kind of do, don't they?
It's a little terrifying.
Is it?
Why did you say that? And Dave immediately agreed, though.
What's he gonna do?
Either that's a good sign or a bad sign.
That they look like toes.
I don't think there's any giants.
The immediate agreement.
Yeah.
I mean, we are. Under
is there not a fucking dragon in here? Why can't there be giants?
Oh, yeah, come on. Point.
Here there be giants.
Maybe that's why we have to stay away from the dragon, because it's just a fucking illusion. That's it. Dragon fight. We got to find out if it's real or not.
Yeah.
Harumph has seen this. The dragon is real.
Yeah, they're...
totally doesn't see things running through his head.
You can
head.
See that they're...
Yeah, Harumph is super trustworthy in his source.
Alcoves carved into the cave wall.
Okay. Are we investigating? We are the investigators. Gators invests.
Harumph's just going to step back and let Corey and Chitauri run the show right now, because...
So none of these are particularly...
These two have an alcohol, is great.
Yeah, I'm... Or like, I got to check this alcove.
Are they super dark?
Wait, all right. I got to check this alcove.
You just going straight in? I thought we were doing the Pied Piper things.
Right. Pied Piper?
So you cross this roughly hewn... This alcove roughly hewn into a cavern wall there, Corey.
Yeah.
And you catch sight of it. Them. Your heart lurches. Skeletons. All picked clean. All unceremoniously dumped into this alcove and to the left to the wind of the place to wear bone into dust, however long that might take. So these alcoves are filled with skeletons.
I will look around for a small sized stone.
Mm-hmm.
And I will throw it at the skeletons.
Okay.
Thus,
your stone clatters and rattles through the bones.
But they don't move.
They do not move.
It's all right, everybody. I've disarmed them. The skeleton army cannot attack us.
Literally.
But I will. I will now go back and then check the first alcove as well.
There's nothing on the roof.
Oh, look, there's another one here.
Can you pay attention to the roof?
Yeah. There's, you know,
always paying attention to the roof.
The roof.
Filled with skeletons.
The roof is on fire.
Just left all to right. rot.
Yep, this one's full too. Do any of them look like fresh?
No. They've been picked clean.
Do they look fresh?
And they look like they've been there for quite some time.
Okay, when you say picked clean, though, like, are they still wearing, like, armor over top, or have they been, like, stripped, busted open, like, everything's distributed, or are they, like, still in people shapes?
They're kind of in people shapes.
Okay.
That's quite the octave change.
They're clad in rotting clothes and furs.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Is Harumph's detect magic still running, Dave?
How long does that run for?
10 minutes. If not, I'll just restart it.
I would say it took a little longer than 10 minutes to get here. You'd have to restart it. I mean, it's just a...
I'll fire it back up again. Yeah, it's a 10-minute ritual.
No magic.
Right, and then I'll wander around all of these alcoves while Corey is throwing rocks at them. Just getting close enough to see if my senses tingle.
Yeah, I'm just going to stay at the first one and be like, come on, get up and fucking fight. I got the bone to pick with you.
Yep, no, you go through all four. No magic within these alcoves or bones.
I'm still laughing about my own joke.
We noticed.
Doesn't matter.
As soon as he's wandered through, and he does look at the roof because Chitauri's been yelling it out. Is there anything on the roofs, or is it just like smooth stone?
Carved out. There's just all these seems to hold these alcoves all seem to hold are like skeletons. About, I would say, if I had to hazard a guess,
40 or 50.
We're looking at about 60.
Are any of them wearing similar stuff to what's in the clearing?
Do any of the dolls match
the bodies? No, they seem to be wearing like clothes and furs as opposed to armor, or you don't see any like swords or shields or anything like that.
This looks an awful lot like the Lady of the Tower may have taken this area by force rather than being welcomed here. I'm not liking this lady much anymore.
All the bones appear. Roll me a medicine check.
Medicine. That's my favorite. I have a plus 7 and I rolled a 14, so not, or sorry, a 21.
21. Okay, 21. So there are no broken bones. Like, you can see these, none of them have like a staved in head. There are no broken bones, no burns, no, there's no effect, or symptoms of anything that may have killed them.
No signs of trauma.
No signs of trauma.
No mechanism of injury. They just
died in their sleep. Yeah, I don't know about that. In these
alcoves, conveniently.
Conveniently in the alcoves, absent of symptoms. Right? No, like, yeah, I mean, anything you see, like, you could see where scavengers may have gnawed on bones or things like that, but what killed them definitely doesn't appear to be extreme violence.
Interesting side note. Apparently, in the suicide forests in Japan, the bodies don't typically show any signs of animal use.
Hmm.
It's fucking spooky.
Yeah, it's, you know, no smookier than there being the suicide woods.
I mean, now they're haunted, but yeah, maybe they were haunted before.
You're saying that like it's a new area. It's not, but Harumph is, I mean, a green dragon's breath could kill all these things without leaving marks, so who the fuck knows? But Harumph is going to continue heading south looking for caves, because that's what we're kind of looking for. Although he is certainly curious that maybe we need to have a talk with these bats rather than just outright kill them.
Talk with the bats rather than outright kill them.
And we have an ambassador. We have a goblin.
You could almost call me an ambassador.
Ambassador. Yeah. And Chitauri's going to break out the horn again.
I'm taking it.
No.
I'm not allowed to do that anymore. You guys ruined it.
You guys ruined it.
Nope.
Did we ruin it?
No, ambassador. Ambassador. No.
Ambassador. All right, well, Rome's heading south. Are you guys coming? I will escort our ambassador, Ranarat.
Let's do it. We'd be walking.
All glory be to she who leads.
And we've checked like all the other alcoves, and Like, they all have the same things?
The map doesn't go any more south, does it?
No. It does not. Just let me double check how much more east it goes.
Good. Bonk.
We never said anything about going east.
Shush.
There's an imaginary wall. It's loading. Oh.
Hatching dragons.
What happened to my map?
Something's amiss.
Nope. You'll find yourself kind of in the top.
We didn't really go up the tower, hey? We didn't ask her either if we could go up.
Northwest. Well, she said we couldn't leave. If we can't leave, then...
Oh, it goes that way.
We couldn't go up or down the stairs of her tower.
I don't think we could see the stairs in her tower. Oh. There were no stairs in the room we entered.
Right.
No meta knowledge, Chase.
Yeah.
The tower, you think that there would be some sort of ascension.
Correct. However, there were no stairs noticeable to us.
I mean, if I was like a super powerful map, I wouldn't have stairs in my shit. It's fucking levitators suffer.
Right? She's
just teleporting.
She's better than stairs.
She's better than stairs.
Totally better than
stairs. All I can see is towers. Tower.
Mm. Well, you're on the wrong map then, because there's no tower on this map.
Yeah, go north, west, and you'll find us up there at the very, very top.
Gotcha. I'm sorry, somebody reloaded the map because it wasn't complete. My apologies. I am going to move over here and do a peer down this little tunnel right here.
Right.
Krumps walked over to this toe and is looking in.
I'm taking a cautious look back.
When did Two Beer Chase become cautious? I'm in shock right now.
Right?
These are all attacks that nobody needed.
But they're true.
Okay.
I'm going to cast the sun into Hrump's alcove, blinding him.
It's a good thing you don't have the sun spell.
I have dancing lights, though, which I can make into at least a human-sized orb.
Right.
If you can't pronounce it, you can't cast a spell.
I blind Hrump. He sees nothing.
Nothing seems to be in there.
Because he's blinded by the sun.
Blinded by the light.
By the light.
Wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night.
Right? Yeah, nothing in there. This looks next to it. Looks like a long tunnel as well.
Hey, look, a tunnel.
Yutari's gonna toss the sun down the tunnel.
How far? 120
feet.
Oh wait, sorry. You cast what?
Dancing lights.
Oh, okay.
She keeps calling it the sun, but it's not a very bright light.
It's dancing lights that are in the shape of the sun.
Nope, dancing.
That is not as bright as the sun.
Dancing lights.
It barely sheds light like 20 feet.
Like the sun.
Yeah, the sun, absolutely,
In a dungeon.
7 minutes from Earth to the sun and...
4 torch-sized lights.
Or one humanoid-sized shape.
A medium size. Each light sheds dim light in a 10-foot radius.
Like a sun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if it's just one giant orb, though, is it not like a 40-foot radius?
No.
Nope. Doesn't say anything about that.
Semantics.
Yeah.
Words are important.
A light must be within 20 feet of another light created by this spell, and the light winks out if it exceeds the spell's range.
Great. I only cast it at 120 feet, which is my range. Okay. So, the sun! What does it light up?
A tunnel.
More map, please!
My make the darkness go away, David.
Yeah, look at how far I got.
Yeah, it just makes a tunnel.
Hey, Chitauri, why don't you come over here and toot your horn and announce our presence?
I was going to say, like, is there not any, like, eyes reflecting off of the light that just came from, like, the ceiling or the walls?
No.
Sorry, I moved you, Matt.
Are they
super lagging behind?
Is it from the windows to the walls?
There's only one person in this team that could have sweat dropping down their balls. Right? And I don't want to talk about their balls.
What?
Wait, there's only one?
Corey doesn't have balls.
Oh.
Ranrat doesn't have balls.
I hope Chitauri doesn't about have balls. Characters, mm-hmm. Not like this actual team.
No.
Got it.
Ball bearings.
Eight.
Maybe there's condensation.
So, looking in and, like, very cautiously squinting, no eyeballs. Nothing's been disturbed by the amount of light. Nothing, like, flew out or anything like that from this tunnel.
Sorry. I want you to blow your horn as loud as you can.
Like, I get that you're a man who usually gets what he wants because of your gender, but I don't just blow my horn for you.
I spent 10 years in a hole. I'm not sure that I got what I wanted.
You've made it clear since you've crawled out of that hole, my horning is not what you wanted.
No, your hornying is not what I wanted. This is one time I'm asking you to blow your horn, and you're arguing about it, rather than taking full advantage and announcing Ranarat's presence, ambassador to these fine peoples of these caves.
Hey, Chitauri. You know, I've never actually given, like, one of these instruments, like, a real fucking thorough bellow through one of them. Could I give it a shot, too? Like, could you show me? Like, is there something that you got to do with your mouth? Is there, like a tongue thing that you got to do?
Corey's going to do that, and Chitauri will pass her some symbols.
Well.
Like, don't put your mouth on these.
Hey, Corey, don't you have that prestidigitation that'll increase the volume of something?
I don't know if that's how it works. Usually I use it to clean up, like, blood stains or, like, when somebody in our party shits their pants. No names. I don't have to tell you names. It happened. It's natural. You know? It's a thing. It's a process.
Dave, would you allow it to amplify sound? Make it louder?
Allow what to what? A horn?
If I press the digitation.
Do you allow it to amplify something?
It will produce digitation. It does amplify. Press the digitation. Harmless energy, lighter snuff, clean the soil, chill and make Oh no, I was thinking of a different thing that's what's the other one?
The
no,
druid
it's
one?
Another it's the other what's the other spell? Cantrip.
It doesn't say that I can amplify.
No, the other one amplifies. No. I can't remember the name of it. It's the other fucking wizard cantrip that's... what is it?
Okay, I will play.
Can I do two cantrips at once? Like, can I have Dancing Light and... So, I'm going to look at Ranran. Hey, I got a plan. I don't like it, but I need your eyes to be looking in that hole. Can you do that?
I'll have a gander. You mean down this tunnel?
Down the tunnel. So while Ranrat's looking down the tunnel, I'm going to do a minor illusion of, like, a wounded bird sound, like, down into it to see if that stirs anything up.
So you're using me for bait.
No, I'm using you to see if there's movement to the sound that I'm making in the tunnel, because without lights, I can't see shit.
Okay. Okay, so you want to make a minor illusion of a bird?
Like a wounded bird.
A wounded bird.
A wounded animal.
And Ranarat, you're going to go into the tunnel?
No, Ranarat's looking into the tunnel to see if there's movement that reacts to the wounded bird sound. Ranarat does not need to go into the tunnel.
Correct.
So the spell you're thinking of, Dave, I think is the,
yes,
the matter.
Yes, okay.
Oh, isn't it thaumaturgy?
Sure.
Potato, potato.
Right. Okay.
Shit, that's one of my spells.
What the fuck?
Roll a perception.
Do I have it right
perception?
Now?
For Ranarat?
Sure.
Ooh, natty 20, baby, for a 22.
22. Okay.
22.
You... Though you see no movement, you can hear a low, deep bass growl coming from this tunnel.
Begs the tunnel opening?
Deep bass growl.
Is it like getting closer towards the sound, or?
Corey is proficient in the language of... where the shit did I put that shit? Draconic.
Uh-huh.
Does it sound like a slumbering, disturbed dragon?
No.
Is it a rumble of, like, fuck off, I'm trying to nap here?
Yes. But not of a dragon.
But in... Okay. Okay. Anything less than a dragon, I think we can take.
Agreed.
Well, there you have it, Jatari. Let loose the horns of peace.
Jatari's gonna, like, make it look like she's aiming towards the cave, and last minute, just like, blah! In Hurum's face.
You get a brap right in Hurum's face, huh?
Me alone! Pink eye. Me alone!
I cast I cast prestidigitation and I clean all the fecal matter out of his pink eye.
Maybe too late for that.
What? Oh.
Horrible. Yeah.
Yeah, does that do anything?
Do you blow, like, as hard as you can? Like,
yeah.
Super
oh,
loud?
No, it's not quiet.
No. I mean, nothing.
Great. Chitari's gonna start recalibrating herself, like, getting to, like, a quieter, more, like, lullaby-ish tune as she starts moving this way. More east.
More east. All right, more east.
Oh, a thing. What is this?
Looks like a wagon. Possibly a wagon or a tent. Abandoned.
It's summer blowout. Anybody home?
No.
Woohoo.
Chitari's just running around now. Guys, we're gonna fucking die. Alright, alright. I'm fucking catching up. Jesus Christ. You know, you're not supposed to run in fucking skirts.
You don't really have a skirt anymore.
Right?
Well, you don't really have much of a beard, do you?
Madam!
Everybody roll me a perception check.
Oh, shit.
Ooh, that's a good one.
21.
Not that good.
Daddy 19.
Oh, I rolled an 18, but my perception is a plus 4, so 22.
With my plus 2 to perception, it's a 17.
I got a 5 total. Corey's just trying not to step in fucking gopher holes and trip on her dress. There's a lot of fucking sticks and rusty metal around here. You just run off like this, you fucking fall and you get lockjaw and fucking we have to put you down. It would be a bad way to go.
You fall like and get lockjaw.
On the ducky dive.
Yeah. Okay, everybody but, what did you get, Corey?
5, I think.
Corey got a 5.
Everybody but Corey. So you guys are wandering through the forest, and you can see, everybody but Corey. Like on the trail floor, you could see, like twigs and some leaves kind of inching along, scrabbling almost, and it seems to spell out in front of you, free me, please.
Cool. Is this the will-o-wisp energy, or is this a different energy? Like, how masculine is this?
And is it toxic?
Yes. I would like to detect toxic masculine and masculine magical energy, please.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's not giving off the will-o-wisp vibe.
Okay.
Let's help the sticks. Let's go. No fire.
Is it like pointing to a place? Is it like covering over some area? Like,
no, just it's spelt out on the trail. Free me, please.
But it moved into that position. Like
it moved into that position.
Harum's going to look around the woods. I'd like to see if I can spot.
Corey's
going to
walk
odd.
Right fucking through it. Dragon feet, swishing skirts,
right?
Fucking.
Okay, how about we don't step
thunder.
On the stick people? Chitauri's gonna like stop her, and if that means like hoop
diving
skirt,
tackle,
like tripping her, I'll do it.
Diving tackle.
Don't step on them.
Diving
hoop
tackle.
Skirt, trip. You're gonna do a double leg takedown on fucking Corey.
Spear.
Oh fucking shit! The hell has gotten into you, girl?
Right.
Jesus Christ.
Steppy step.
Steppy.
Hard no on the tiny stick people. How do
what
we help you?
What tiny stick people?
What does freedom mean? And I'm just gonna like stare at sticks. What does freedom mean?
I think you've been eating fucking mushrooms, girl.
What
feel like
what
we're
does
not
freedom
even
mean?
I feel like we're not even talking the same fucking language here.
Right?
Are you okay? And I'll touch her cheeks and her forehead. I'm like, you don't seem to be running a fever, but your eyes are all fucking crazy. Are you okay? You can tell me.
Okay.
You can tell me.
Stinks.
What does freedom mean?
What does freedom mean? Right? Harumph, you notice, you don't seem to notice anything untoward. I mean, this forest is already pretty fucked up as it is.
But I'm looking for something like somebody tied to a
tree
or a cage somewhere, or, you know, some kind of a prison, something holding somebody in. Or is there like are there dig marks on the ground? Is there some, looks like something's been buried here?
Nothing. Roll me a perception. Roll me a nature check. Roll me a nature check.
A nature check. Okay. That's not bad. That's an 18. Nature plus 2. Not natural 20.
Not natural 20. No, everything seems to be as it should be, right? Like, as it should be as it can be in a forest underground with the sun and rivers and birds and shit like that. Like, what the fuck? But no, there's no scratch marks, no like burrows or attempts of, you know, somebody clawing at the ground or anything like that.
The branches still there before Corey kicked them apart?
Yeah, there's the branches had come together to say, please free me. Corey maybe walked through, maybe didn't, but like other than those twigs forming the ward, nothing seems out of place.
Harum's going to walk over to the twigs and start talking to them. Hello. How do we help the twigs? I'm not sure what you're quite asking for.
Nothing.
Is there anything in whatever this tent thing is, or is this just part of the map that's not important?
Part of the map that's not important. Flavor map.
Flavor map. Gum for flavor. Well, does anybody else speak tree?
I mean, a druid probably would.
I don't have a druid.
No, it would have been really handy in this level.
Well.
Would have been really handy in this level. But, speaking of handy in this level, we'll find out next week. Doing the math. Christmas might fall somewhere in there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll find out next week about who may
Roger
or may not that. Need help. I mean,
very interesting.
It is. There's a lot to, today's a lot to unpack.
Yep.
I mean, you found
bones in alcoves.
60 skeletons.
Yep.
Totems or dolls hanging from the trees.
A whole bunch of troll dolls. Yeah, there's.
Scattered.
Pictures on the corner.
Yeah, scattered adventuring gear throughout. It's definitely a day. Speaking of day, it's probably getting close to evening as well. That's another thing to consider.
Aye, it is.
As you travel this forest.
Ooh, guys, we should wrap it up real quick, and then when Chase comes back, everyone's gone.
Well, that would just be mean.
But funny.
I have so many things going on. I don't even get to notice when you guys disappear half the time.
I mean, that's fair.
I need more monitors, yep. Is what I need.
Yep, haptic feedback.
Always more monitors. Right?
I don't have space on my desk, though. That's the problem.
Oh, I got a TV beside me. I could throw that up on there.
Right?
I mean, a TV does certainly help. I got.
Well, like I could, like, throw my character sheet up there. It'd be fucking...
Yeah.
Well, that's... Awesome.
Yeah, no having to, like, scroll in to be able to see it.
I got a monitor over there, and I got a monitor in front of me, but I could probably put that one on, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. If you don't have a wall full of monitors, are you even, like...
Nerding?
Trying to game, right?
Yeah, I'm definitely not nerding. I don't have a wall full of monitors. I would love a wall full of monitors. Hey, it's Chase. I would love a wall full of monitors, but it's not going to happen.
See, now she can
hear you. There you go. Now she can hear us. Hey, Chase. Welcome back.
Hello.
Yeah, we're wrapping it up.
Yep.
Oh, I am so sorry.
The twigs have talked to us.
My bladder was not going to hold up.
Oh, yeah. I know that feeling.
You had an empty beer bottle.
Yeah.
It is possible. You just got to get it to the urethra hole.
I've seen it once on stage.
Oh, don't lie, Morley. You've seen it more than once.
On nobody stage? Drank from that bottle.
Liquid chlamydia.
Excuse me here. Can I get another drinky drink, please? This one seems to be ruined.
Yeah. It's very warm.
Liquid chlamydia. Yeah.
Wait, I want to wrap up with that on my mind. So what did the stick say?
It just said, free me, please, or something like that?
Free me, please. Yep.
And we'll find out more about it next week.
No further instructions. We're hearing about that next week.
Yep.
Her ups tried to talk to them, but they did not reply.
And by next week, do we mean after the holidays?
Might be.
Maybe.
Don't ruin the illusion.
Yeah.
Why would you take away the magic like that, Chase? Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Because you know what magic got taken away from me? The fact that I thought I had a whole ass weekend. Before.